thing, I mean, Alex, that is so I find idiotic about a lot of these conspiracy theories is, you know, nothing remains secret for very long. So it's not as if the government can't keep, you know, things that are actually classified information secret from very long. There's so many people who leak stuff. So the idea that somehow, like, the news media is in cahoots with the government and that there were secret meetings to hire crisis actors to get them there, I mean, it's just so ludicrous. Did you notice was there a common strain when you were, you know, were looking into these conspiracy theories regarding Sandy Hook?
Yeah, there absolutely is, at least the vast majority of them. And there's different variations, you know, whether it was directly an Obama administration plot or agents, you know, loosely tied with the liberal movement or even George Soros. The common thread among all of these is that the tragedy was a false flag operation in order to make the country willing to give up their guns. So, in other words, this tragedy would happen, and then we would have a discussion about gun control, as we are now, and then it would lay the groundwork for the government to come in and take guns, possibly for some kind of future, you know, tyrannical regime.
And I mean, Jonathan, I guess the internet has kind of allowed all this stuff to kind of ignite in a way that it never has before. I mean, there have always been conspiracy theories. It goes back for very long. This has just allowed more isolated people to find each other, right?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the chapters in my book, I talk about how the internet has turbocharged the conspiracy theory movement, because the big challenge for conspiracy theorists used to be getting the word out, because respectable journalists wouldn't touch their stories. But now, conspiracy theorists, usually they don't even bother trying to go to the mainstream media. They just publish it on their website, and they can create their own little echo chambers of paranoid individuals who all share the same distrust. And by the way, just to correct something, it is true that the majority of the Sandy Hook conspiracy theories revolve around the idea of gun control, but there is a large contingent that believe that this was somehow an Israeli false flag operation. Press TV, which is an Iranian-controlled outlet.
Why would the Israeli? How did the Israelis get involved in this?
The idea is that it was a Mossad operation, and it's the same people who believe that Anders Breivik was actually secretly somehow a Mossad agent. These are people who have identified evil in the universe. They've picked who their evildoer is. They think it's the Jews. They think it's Israel. And so they find some way to trace any evil act, whether it's 9/11, whether it's the 2008 financial crisis. They find some way to believe that all the evil was caused by this one group of actors who they hate.